The second Honolulu Biennial, whoa, it's liftoff time. When he was asked to show at this year's Honolulu Biennial, HB19, James Bamba, a traditional Chamorro weaver from Guam, was hesitant.
I said, I don't think I could do something like that, no. It's too big and too scary. But I'm here, so... They explained a little bit more about...
The theme of HB19 is to make wrong right now. Taken from a poem by Imai Kalanikalahile.
I think that the theme to make wrong right now is a very common story across many islands of the Pacific and across many peoples across the world. So when I heard this and I read the poem and identified with it, I thought, I have to do it. I cannot just be scared of what a biennial is.
Yeah. Art historian and curator at the Museum of New Zealand, Nina Tonga, is HB19's curator.
We wanted to be guided by our artists. So we're trying to create something that is open, that is allowing artists to bring different strands for us to weave together across our 12 different sites.
47 invited artists from around the Pacific have works spread across Honolulu, at McCoy Pavilion, YWCA Laniakea, several museums, and of course, the Hub at Ward Center. Filmmaker Jeremy Liatunu'u from Samoa has shown in venues around the world.
Not like this. I think that's what makes this one quite special for a lot of Pacific artists.
How's it different?
We all have connection to the Pacific Ocean. Within that connection, we are able to share stories and find out that we are connected more than we ever knew.
The Honolulu Biennial lasts 2 months with films, events, and an open stage at the Hub. HB19 curator Nina Tonga.
Making work, working with volunteers, workshops have started. So they've brought this wonderful generosity that we were hoping the biennial would encourage and hopefully build on.
Speaking of building, over 80 generous people, young and old, created a 50-foot double-hulled canoe out of invasive branches at Foster Garden. Leland Miano's idea. See you there. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.